Welcome back, Pam. Just couldn't stay away, could you? I guess if I said that I didn't expect you to be here, I'd be lying. No, you've already listened to parts 1 and 2. You love that feeling of being pacified. Pacified in strange and unique ways. While hearing the sound of my voice pour over you in thick, long waves. You really do want to be trapped. You have this need to be taken. You have a need to be taken by me. You weren't able to come before. I stopped you. I prevented you from coming. I made you so close to coming. And then I took it away. Never let it be said that I can't be one colossal tease. But while you're here and thinking about how you can get back inside of the glass box, just allow yourself to be as lazy as you feel you want to be. You listen quietly to the sound of my voice. You listen so attentively and so well when you're listening to my voice. And while you're listening quietly to my most alluring tones, concentrate for a few moments on your breathing. I want you to breathe slowly and steadily, almost as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. What you might breathe like if you were in a deep, deep sleep. In a deep surrender to sleep. And then imagining perhaps just how comfortable you might look if you could see yourself relaxed right where you are. And you could use the power of your mind to see yourself inside of your mind's eye. And then using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen to make you look even more relaxed and more sleepy, pretending to be so drowsy and sleepy and still thinking about your breathing, making certain that each breath that comes in lasts at least as long as the last breath in, and then each breath out lasts the same amount of time as the last breath out. And even though each breath in will probably be a little bit shorter than each breath out, while you're thinking about your breathing, sinking into the glass box that is your mind, that transparent place. You might be thinking and noticing, perhaps, that you can feel the weight of your head underneath the surface it rests on, while you still listen quietly to the sound of my voice. You might be remembering the columns of light descending, the different gorgeous colors vividly filling your minds, or perhaps the sound of my voice inside of the glass box, or the swirling spiral projected from the ceiling, swirling down. And while you're listening so quietly to the sound of my voice, it may be that you could become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. But that's all right. You can just simply start thinking about your breathing again while you're listening to my voice and what I'm saying to you. And you're so accustomed to becoming so relaxed when you're listening to what I'm saying to you, while you feel yourself descending into the glass box, or at least descending into a place where your mind is so pristine and clear that I see the empty space filling with the redness, filling with my words, one after another, one after another. Over and over again. And you feel so good. You feel wonderfully good. You know that most people can think of at least 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. The sound of my voice, that steadiness of your breathing in and out, the columns of light descending, the feeling of my voice inside of you, and the weight of your head sinking down, and how you might look from the outside if you could look in and see yourself. We've already got a few things together, so you can think of those things while you're listening to the sound of my voice and the sound of the music that I'm playing in the background. That would make another one to add. And I wonder if you could think about all of those things and at the same time notice the way that your feet feel underneath you, and perhaps how your arms feel. Now there are a couple more, and the sound of my voice, the weight of your head, the music in the background, the way you look while you're relaxing, and your breathing, and your arms, and your feet resting, and you feel so good. I wonder, when you think of your arms and feet and your eyes and your body, do they melt like candle wax dripping down? Do you imagine a candle melting? Do you imagine an ice cream cone, or perhaps a popsicle, dripping into the cracks of the pavement, each one slipping down, noticing each and every drop dripping, drop down, dropping, drip down, dropping down, dropping down. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of one more thing, like noticing the temperature of the room, feeling that warmth, and then testing to see whether you can add yet another input to your senses. Thinking about all of those inputs to your senses and then adding the awareness of how your eyes might feel when they're thinking that you're thinking about all those other things. Like the alluring vision coming in of my eyes, of my crystal dangled into the hole, of my lips speaking the words, and feeling the weight of your head and your breathing and the music in the background. how you look. How you look from the outside looking in. That feels so good. While you're focusing on all of those things, the weight of your body, the breathing, the sound of the music, how you see yourself from the outside in, the way the temperature of the room makes you aware of your feet sinking and your arms melting, and the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel so sleepy. And you know, of course, when anyone thinks of all these things, you're scanning around them one after the next, so quickly. So quickly, it's as if you're thinking of them all at once, the weight of your body, the heaviness of your head, your breathing so steadily, the music soothing, the temperature warm, and your feet sinking, and your arms melting, and the sight from the inside, and the vision from the outside. And how your eyes feel, and it feels so good. And you know that some people in the world of computers would refer to this as time sharing. All of those available resources between all the tasks that you're trying to perform at the same time. And that's why some people can only think of a few things, maybe as few as five, because it's the limit of their memory. Well, in the glass box, you soak in so many more images. 5, 10, 15, 20. Countless images that you can follow with your conscious mind deeper into the wormhole. While others can think of so many things. And I wonder how well your memory is working as you struggle to remember all of these things. The sound of my voice. How you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet and your arms, how your eyes feel, how you hear me so well, and you relax when you do, and you surrender to sleep as you breathe and sink. And now you can think how good it will feel when you simply allow yourself to think only the most important thing of all. Concentrating all your energies, that one most important thing. It's so easy to think of now, surrender to sleep. Now that you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing, surrender to sleep. And that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing, surrender to sleep. Thinking how relaxed you can be right now as you surrender to sleep, and that you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be, not only in your mind, but relaxed in your body. And you have no need to think at all, no need to do anything but relax and surrender to sleep. No need for pressures, no need for worries. No need for expectations, and no one expecting anything of you. Absolutely nothing for you to do but to completely relax. To completely relax and allow your subconscious mind to drink in each one of my words, each one of my suggestions that your conscious mind can feel slipping away, slipping away. You're so aware and unaware at the same time. You're listening with your subconscious mind increasingly, while your conscious mind is so far away. Your conscious mind not listening, but your subconscious mind is listening even now. Your conscious mind is far away. Your subconscious mind is awake and paying attention, while your conscious mind remains so peaceful, sleepy and calm. And you can do this because your subconscious mind is taking charge and When that happens, you close your eyes and you let your subconscious do all the listening. And your subconscious mind knows. And because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind doesn't need to know. You can stay asleep and not mind while your subconscious mind stays awake. Your subconscious mind remaining wide awake. As with each word, your conscious mind drifts into a deeper surrender to sleep. And you know internally that it's so easy. You can forget things with your conscious mind that you remember with your subconscious mind. Because you can remember everything that happens in your subconscious mind. And yet in your conscious mind, you can forget so much. You cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You forget easily. And forgetting certain things means you can remember other things. Remember to surrender to sleep. And forget how to resist. Surrender to sleep. And remember what you need to remember to surrender to sleep. And forgetting what you can forget how to resist. Surrender to sleep. It doesn't matter if you forget. You don't need to remember what you can forget. And your subconscious mind remembers everything that I say and everything that you need to know. And you can let my voice guide you as your subconscious mind listens and remembers while your conscious mind forgets while it sleeps. While you sleep deeper, while you feel yourself sink deeper, with your conscious mind sleeping deeper, so much deeper, so effortlessly deeper, deeply asleep, deeply asleep. Allowing your subconscious mind to listen to me and hear me so well that you hear me perfectly well as you sink down into this place. As I count down from 10 to 0, you feel yourself descending into this powerless place where you allow all of your thoughts to drift away. Though they were slipping through your fingertips like grains of sand, and your fingertips spreading wide. You want to tighten them and close them, but that just makes them open wider, and the sand falls in between. Each shiny crystalline granule dropping one after the next, and with each sound that you hear, you fall even deeper into trance. And you sink even deeper into the glass box. You remember the words as you sink. As you feel yourself descend, your mind emptying its contents for me so that the red of my words can fill the box. Filling the glass box with my suggestions that fill the contents of your mind and provide you with your inputs. 10. With each passing moment, your mind becomes more open to my suggestions. 9. The feeling of being hypnotized by me is so utterly irresistible. 8. With each breath that you take, you directly fall deeper into trance and descend. And 7, your mind emptying itself of its contents, as though I were sweeping away the mess, emptying a room, cleaning out the space. 6, with each number, feel yourself losing conscious thought rapidly by the second. You may feel it disappear as it floats off the horizon, out of sight, out of mind. 5. The image of light descending into you, a warm, thick, soothing light, like the sound of my voice, filling you with a thick, heavy fog. And 5 down to 4. You descend with every beat of your heart. It feels so easily effortless to do what I ask of you, to get into the glass box, to know that you are already within, that your surrender to sleep is deepening by the moment, even now. 3. And now as you sink further down, your body beginning to feel a frozen feeling, a stiffening feeling. The feeling, a strange, detached feeling, that your conscious mind is so far away, that your thoughts and your mind are separate from each other. There is a complete disconnect, too. As you attempt to form a thought, it seems to fragment so quickly, dissipating like the sand falling through your fingers. Falling through your fingers as I coax them wider open, and you spread them wide. 1. And my voice is filling you with this almost paralysis. Or maybe it's just that you don't want to move. Perhaps you love the feeling of being unable to move, of melting into a place where you're so relaxed that you've lost the desire and the ability to move. And then 0, and you freeze. 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 Instantly your body is rigid and stiff. Freeze.
Freeze.
Like a steel bar, stiff and rigid, you freeze. Unbending and immobile, your body like iron,
freeze.
Stuck, like a statue, posed in the position I place you in, making you freeze.
Freeze.
And just like that, the process is stop. Your body is incapable of movement. You feel perfectly, deliciously, submissively trapped within the glass box, the walls
freeze
surrounding you, and you feel a downward motion. And as I count
freeze.
Yet again from 10 to 0, your mind will fill with the red fluidity of my power and my passion.
Freeze.
Of my influence, which soaks into you and fills a space that you have felt so empty before, but
freeze.
Now feels so perfectly filled with me in your mind. And with each number that I count down, your trance deepens.
Freeze.
As it does, your receptiveness to my suggestions increases. And as this increases, your desire to submit will increase as well, growing with each passing timeless moment. 10.
Freeze.
Feel my suggestions slowly entering you. 9. One after the next, like a red velvety flow, swirling inside of your head. 8.
Freeze.
The imagination springing to life, crystals dangling before your eyes. 7. The shimmer
freeze.
Of my lips as I speak and tell you and command you and coax you. 7 down to
freeze.
6. You see the light swirling down into your head, the red glow filling you with this warm, thick,
freeze.
Deliciously helpless feeling. 5. You feel increasingly docile, and it's easy to do that when you're incapable of movement because you don't wish to move, because I want you stuck. I want you to feel as though your body is completely frozen.
Freeze.
Your body had to freeze. Four. And you feel yourself giving in to my voice. The alluring purrs from my voice. Echoing inside of your mind as the words start to echo inside of your head.
Freeze.
Three. You become more and more open and helpless. The real you. Exposed.
Freeze.
Vulnerable. Two. Descending into the glass box. Glass box.
Freeze.
Into the glass box you go. Two, down to one. Feel yourself now filled with the red light.
Freeze.
Flooding you, filling over and spilling down the sides of you. It feels so wonderfully soothing.
Freeze.
And strangely erotic and zero. You still freeze. Now as you sink into the core of my glass box,
freeze.
I see the red power oozing through your veins, pulsating through your heart.
Freeze.
That heart beats for me now. That heart beats so slowly, slowing down.
Freeze.
Even your body, so responsive, as you sink into the beautiful warmth.
Freeze.
And there you are, lowered into the glass box. The walls surround you. My crystal descending
Freeze.
Into the small hole, dangled before your eyes. My lipstick, traced
Freeze.
Around my lips, making you watch as I stand right over you. Lower my face to the glass.
Freeze.
The glass box. And leave more lip prints.
Freeze.
And you see the imprint of the shining, glistening lip gloss. And you feel even more
Freeze.
Of a deep focus on each word that I speak, even if you don't actually hear what you've been listening to subconsciously.
Freeze.
You sink further and further while I take out the red pen and write the words. Submit. You
Freeze.
See me writing the letter.
Submit.
Each letter takes you deeper. Each one that you see, S, U,
Freeze.
B, M, I.
Submit.
T. Submit.
Freeze.
Submit.
Freeze.
Submit. It's so easy for you to submit. You really have to submit at this
Freeze.
Point.
Submit.
Stuck in the box, I made you freeze.
Obey.
And you freeze until I unfreeze you. But for
Freeze.
Now, you continue to freeze. 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 Freeze.
Submit.
And then I write with a circle.
Freeze.
A zero. And that zero is actually the letter O, followed by the letter B. The
Freeze.
Numbers
Submit.
Are echoing in your head, just as these letters are making their imprint right into your psyche through the glass.
Freeze.
Followed by an E. Followed by Y. Why?
Submit.
Because you cannot resist.
Obey.
Obey. Obey. You find it so hypnotic and so arousing that I make you feel compelled
Freeze.
To obey.
Submit.
Just saying the word.
Obey.
Obey. You hear the demanding, controlling tone.
Freeze.
And you obey. Obey. And the words repeat
Submit.
Back and forth. Submit.
Obey.
Obey.
Freeze.
Submit.
Submit.
Obey. Right before your eyes. I write the words over and over on top of each other. Over and over, right where your forehead would be. Writing it in the red marker. Submit. Obey. And now adding slave.
Submit.
S.
Obey. Freeze.
L.
Slave.
A.
Freeze.
V.
Submit. Obey.
E.
Slave.
Sinking so wonderfully deep.
Freeze.
Sinking so far beneath, feeling that helplessness be soaked into you. You love that you can embrace this with your mind and body in a deep freeze. Your mind is definitely confirming that you are a hypnotic slave. So it makes sense to write the word slave, because you love being my hypnotic slave.
Submit.
You climb into the glass box.
Obey.
And you subject yourself to whatever I wish to make you endure. And all the while you surrender to sleep as I continually write the word
submit.
Slave on your forehead.
Obey.
Right through the glass box.
Slave.
The glass box. The word slave in red letters just seeping into your very unconsciousness.
Submit.
Filling all that you are.
Obey.
As you sink even deeper.
Slave.
And deeper. The words repeating constantly. Making you fall into a deeper hypnotic state.
Submit.
It's so easy now.
Obey.
All you have to do is look straight up.
Submit.
And you see the swirling spiral projected from the ceiling down below. And the ceiling is swirling light that comes into your eyes. All the colors that you find the most appealing. And the patterns are so relaxing that you simply follow the descending columns of spiraling light as they flow into your head with the words flashing. Submit. Obey.
Freeze.
Slave. Submit.
Submit.
Obey.
Obey.
Slave.
Freeze.
Submit.
Slave.
Obey. Slave. These are basic
Freeze.
Truths
Submit.
That your mind understands and accepts.
Obey.
Submit. Obey.
Freeze.
Slave. The words continually pulsing in red
Submit.
Letters, flooding into your mind.
Freeze.
And then the feel of my black stiletto heel. You know, the one I didn't let you suck last time. Dangling
Freeze.
It through the
Submit.
Hole. My long, sexy stiletto
Obey.
Heel. Symbolic of your
Freeze.
Submission to me. You wanted so badly to suck it last time, and I wouldn't
Submit.
Let you reach it. Your tongue reaching
Obey.
For it.
Freeze.
Feeling drawn to it like a
Submit.
Magnet to steel. And the stiletto heel descending right through your mind.
Freeze. Submit.
As I count from 3 to 1, you
Obey.
Feel the stiletto actually slipping to the tip of your tongue so that you can kiss
Freeze.
It. And you will kiss it. It's the only part of your body that doesn't
Submit.
Freeze. Freeze.
Obey.
Freeze.
Freeze.
3, 2, 1. Kiss it. That's it.
Freeze.
You begin to slowly
Submit.
Suck. Suck on
Obey.
My stiletto heel. Kiss it if you like. And feel my riding crop torturing your bound body. The silk and satin scarves.
Submit.
My hands swirling in
Obey.
Patterns as I dance around
Submit.
The glass box. And as I move The silk and satin scarves mimic the motion of my body. As they slip in through the hole, they're like snakes. The way they slip down in, made of satin and silk, and they're smooth and serpentine and shiny. Shimmering as they slip into the little small hole. And reach and slide across your body. Each one of them moving for a corner, a wrist, an ankle, binding them. As I count from 4 to 0, you know that you are bound by them, even on top of the invisible cords that make you freeze. 4.
Obey.
3. Legs freeze. 2. 1. Arms freeze. Wrists, body, 0.
Freeze.
And then I drag the feather boa back and forth across your sides. Your eyes still drinking in the imagery of the swirling spiral. The endless lines pulling you in. Pulling you ever deeper into the glass box. Ever deeper into the glass box. Making you mentally and physically freeze within the glass box. And the feeling of my words bouncing off of your skin and then into soaking through the pores. Echoing inside the chamber. And feeling me preying on your weakness. Your mortal weakness. My riding crop tapping on your nipples. Tapping on your hard, sensitive nipples are increasingly hard and sensitive. And the sensitivity only serves to swirlingly take you deeper. And the columns of light begin to move over you, through you, within you. The light seems to fill each hole, your mouth, like a gag, like a ball gag, filling it, filling that hole, pulsing light, the colors flashing. My fingertips digging into your flesh. My fingertips dragging across your skin. You follow the motion of my fingertips dragging down. Dragging them down. Dragging them down as you remain trapped. And so happy to be trapped. Held captive within the glass box. And the shine of my lips still imprinted on your mind, your very soul. The words submit, obey, slave, repeating constantly. Submit, obey, slave. The words repeat in the back of your mind while you feel the binding, the unbreakable hold of my silk and satin scarves, and the feeling of my red feather boa dragging it back and forth and swirling it around your sacks, back and around my riding crop tracing around your nipples and around and around and around. My red feather boa slipping layer after layer around your sides, so that I pull to the left and I pull to the right and it swirls around, slipping back and forth, slipping back and forth, sending you deeper with the motion, a deeper surrender to sleep. And you find yourself stuck in this deep freeze, knowing that you cannot come no matter how badly you need to come. And you desperately need to come. Your body's stuck. You need to be released, yet you never want to be released. How confusing, yet how clear. You need release. You need to come. You cannot come. you surrender to sleep, you need to come.
Please.
You cannot submit. Come. You submit to Mistress Joanne. You need to come. You cannot come.
Please.
You submit and obey Mistress Joanne. You need to
submit.
Come. You cannot come.
Obey.
Please. You belong to Mistress Joanne. You need to come. You cannot come because you are a slave.
Free.
Slave.
Submit.
The feel of the words branding into your subconscious mind, stronger than ever, as you suck, as I make you suck on my stiletto heel and kiss it, symbolic of your submission to a powerful, controlling, sensual, sexual, dominant woman, dragging her red feather boa back and forth around and around your sex, with my fingernails spiraling into your chest and swirling softly around your eyes, and the feel of my lips up near the glass, and breathing in the scent of a strange, sleepy smoke, making your body feel like you're going to come instantly, but you cannot come. You fall even deeper into this deep freeze. Your body is climbing now, climbing into sensuality, helplessness, and you must obey me. Tapping on your nipples, I like that. Watching them get hard, seeing you bound by your ankles and your wrists, trapped in the glass box, dangling my crystal before your eyes while you suck my black stiletto heels. Feeling the touch of my fingers own you as it touches every ounce of you, every inch of you, owning everything I touch, and touching every part of you. My hand slips through the glass like water and descends right to your mind. Dipped right in, my hand pressed into your mind, right to the palm of my hand. The other one then dipping through the glass and slipping right down over your sex, fitting a perfect fit, tight, snug, wet, sticky, perfectly holding your sex in check, holding your mind in check, owning everything I touch. Everything I touch, I own. I touch your head and I touch your sex. And I touch your sex, and I touch your head. And I own your sex. I own your head. You begin chanting, you need it. You are so close to orgasm. You feel as though you are approaching orgasm rapidly. Because you need to come, but you cannot come. You need to come, but you cannot come. You find yourself feeling right now as though you were frozen in a deep freeze. 1 second before you come, you're stuck, completely stuck, as I dangle the crystal and whisper in your ear, and it vibrates and reverberates through the very core of your soul as you hear me programming, controlling you, dominating you again. Just the way you need this, more than you need air to breathe right now. And the words start pouring out of you. I need to come. I can't come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. Repeats. I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. Repeats. That's right. Repeats. I need to come. You cannot come. You belong to me. Again. Again. Yes. You belong to me. Repeat. Repeat. Feel my fingers swirling in your eyes, swirling around you, grabbing your sex, my hand at your mind, and my hand on your sex. Repeat. Continuously chanting, you need to come. You cannot come. You belong to me. You need to come. You cannot come. You belong to me. You need to come. You cannot come. You belong to me. 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 Come. Come right now. Come right now. You need to come. You belong to me. You belong to me. Chant my name. Chant my name as you come. Chant my name as you give in. Chant my name as you give yourself to me one more time. Chant my name as you submit. Obey. Slave. Yes. You belong to me. And because you belong to me, you submit. You obey. You are my hypnotic slave. Submit. Obey. Slave. You need to come. And you belong to me. You belong to me more than you ever have. I'm so proud of you. You'll find each time you listen to this recording, you sink into a deeper surrender to sleep. My approach to hypnosis seems to catch you in the most receptive states every time that you listen to one of my recordings. You find the submissive part of you springs to life, just like your sex. And then the sound of my voice soothes the savage beast, and you give in. You descend. You feel your mind empty and then be filled in the glass box. Even right now, the red, powerful, lustful drops of my power overflowing now, gushing down the walls, inside and out. And it feels so good when I trap you here and make you chant. I will brainwash you, and I will control you, and you will love every second of it. And each time that you return to the glass box, your mind opens so easily like a glass box. Your mind wide open when I just even mention the words. The glass box. Any time that I tell you to freeze, your body's stuck. Your muscles are rigid and immobile. You find yourself unable to move, unwanting to move, and unwilling to try. And each time that you return to this place, my control grows a little greater, which is exactly what you want and exactly what you need. And you find that each time that you release chanting my name. I belong to Mistress Joanne. I belong to Mistress Joanne. It's more true every time you say it. I can feel the conviction even in your brainwashed voice. I belong to Mistress Joanne. I can almost hear the tears streaming down your face because it's so true and it's so right. And there's such a connection right here that you willingly submit yourself to me.
Please.
Bring yourself to this place and then allow me to take control as I ease you down into the glass box and I make you freeze. And when you freeze, you're completely stuck and immobile. Your mind is stuck 1 second before an orgasm.
Please.
The orgasm that will wash away all resistance. And yet, when there is no resistance left, you have utter pure ecstasy at the acceptance of my authority over you. And so each time you return to the glass box, you know I'm going to tease you. You know I'm going to torment you. I'm going to hypnotize you. I'm going to arouse you. And I'm going to dominate you. You're going to do as I ask, aren't you?
Please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because you belong to me. Because you submit and you obey.
Please.
Like the hypnotic slave that you are. You submit and you obey. For you are my hypnotic slave.
Please.
You become more my hypnotic slave. each time that you reach this apex where your body is stuck, frigid, completely immobile, and lost right at the apex of orgasm, of submissive release. Because you need for me to release you from the glass box, yet how ironic. Because you don't ever want me to release you.
Freeze.
You want me to keep you here forever.
I belong.
Trapped in the glass box. Release, yet no release.
Freeze.
I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. Those words will be the words that repeat in your consciousness. Long after you awaken, I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. Those words will repeat in your mind, arousing you each time they repeat. 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 You know that it pleases me when you repeat. Repeat. I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. And in your subconscious mind, unbeknownst to your consciousness, the words flashing in the back of your mind like a strobe.
I belong.
Submit. Obey. Slave. Submit.
Freeze.
Obey. Slave. They repeat in red flashing letters. Red flashing letters. Red flashing letters. Red flashing letters. Like the flash of my eyes. Like the flash of my power. Like the flash from the crystal before your eyes. Like the flash of my shiny lips. Each driving you more helplessly under my control. Just as it should be. My wonderfully responsive slave.
Freeze.
You find any time I mention any of those words, submit, obey, slay, you feel a connection to those words in direct correspondence to me.
Freeze.
As you give in and acquiesce to me, you yield to my desires. You don't really have a choice. Not once you've decided that you're going to step in the glass box. Now I'm going to count upwards. And you're going to raise up and lift up out of trance. But you know that each time that you come back into the glass box, you are more affected by the suggestions within each of these recordings. So that your submission to me continues to grow. And you will listen to all three phases. You will displease me by listening only to phase three. How dare you, slave? You don't want to shame yourself before me. So you must listen to part one, part two, and part three, and four, and five. You're waking up quickly and strangely in six and seven, more submissive to me than ever, and eight and nine. You remember the words, I need to come. I cannot come. I belong to Mistress Joanne. And now 10. You're wide awake now. Wide awake. Wide awake, and you unfreeze. Wide awake, you can move. Move, stretch, breathe. And then show your adoration. Thank me profusely. I need to know that it meant something to you. Just like it will every time that you listen. Until next time, pets.